If you're looking for evidence that the moral fabric of America is fraying, the office kitchen might be a good place to start. I am talking, of course, about lunch theft. A communal fridge is a sort of social experiment. Take away the constraints of codified laws and the watchful eye of authority and see what happens behind closed Tupperware containers. And even for those of us trying to do the right thing, it's hard to know exactly what the rules are. Is a squirt of ketchup okay? What about those cupcakes that just have that communal look about them? Dan Pashman has been exploring the tangled ethics of office eating recently on his podcast, The Sporkful. He joins us now to help sort out right from wrong. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Rachel.
For the record, I don't do this. I do not steal people's food from fridges. A little milk here and there for my coffee. But, you know, I try to control myself.
Some people would say that you do steal. Theft is theft. A drop of milk. Throw her in the slammer. But there are those who say, hey, look, you don't want to have 50 ranch dressings.
Yeah.
If every person brings in their own dressing and everyone brings in their own ketchup and everyone brings in their own coffee milk,
there won't be room in the fridge.
Right. So the idea of having some sort of a communal approach, hey, let's all just sort of share a few drops of salad dressing here and there, most of the time are a victimless crime. That's one argument people have made.
Mm-hmm. My internal test is whether or not I feel guilty if someone catches me in the act. Like if a little part of me dies inside and I want to shrink away, then I feel like maybe I have stolen something.
Well, I want you to know, Rachel, if you ever find my vinaigrette in the fridge, you can help yourself.
Oh, thanks, Dan. So, I mean, we're talking about vinaigrette, salad dressing, milk. I mean, that's small stuff, really. But you heard a lot worse in your reporting on this, right?
Yeah, I heard some extreme stories. In fact, the first Sporkful episode on this topic features a woman named Heather Coleman, and she was victimized over a period of months.
Victimized, her food was getting stolen.
So someone would take her leftover sandwich out of the fridge and slice a piece off and put the rest back. They would take one of her two remaining slices of pizza, eat it, and put the rest back.
Oh,
as if to
horrible.
Taunt her.
That's horrible.
That's right. She left notes. She sent all staff emails. She even started looking at the schedules of her fellow employees to find out who had lunch break after her. To try to find the suspect. And she can laugh about it now, and the story does have a intense and gripping conclusion. But she also did talk to me about why this was so painful for her.
Food is so personal. Like, for example, if someone used up, like, all my Kleenex or all my Post-its, I would just go get another one, and it would be no big deal. But the touching of my food, I really felt violated.
It is worse because they didn't just take it. They touched it and left it, which is
well, I don't want to
grosser.
Tell you exactly how that story ends, but I will tell you that it involves her chasing a coworker into the bathroom while brandishing a burrito and a spork.
Always a spork.
But I did get a couple great tips on how to prevent office fridge theft.
Okay.
Well, first thing I'll tell you is that the all-staff email and the snarky note, in my research, I found those did not work.
Okay.
In fact, I came across one guy who will intentionally steal people's food when they leave snarky notes, which, like, the logic of that is questionable at best, but avoid the notes. I got a great suggestion from Evan in Seattle. This is what his friend did.
He took a selfie of himself with his tongue inside the opening of the bottle and just taped it onto the front of the bottle. And people quit taking his vinaigrette.
Because that's gross.
That's right. And I heard stories of people who, like, they would plant an insane number of jalapenos in their food.
Oh, man. Sabotage.
Right.
Who knew? People are very, very serious about protecting their food. Thank you for those helpful tips. Dan Pashman speaking with us from the studios of WNYC in New York. You can hear even more about office eating on his podcast, The Sporkful. Dan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rachel. Watch your lunch.